T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The information on this podcast is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general information purposes only. You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
How did Allie Faith, from 103.7 KISS FM, lose 123 pounds in 8 months? That is what she is here today to talk about. This is a follow-up to our podcast that you and I did in August last year with the keto diet, because people keep asking me about you. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just bringing her back on the podcast to get these questions answered, because you've done it. You look great, and you're still continuing to lose weight.
Yeah.
Are you ready for all these questions?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I get them too. So like I say, I'm open to it. Like, ask me what you want to know, and I'll fill you in, because sure,
it's really unbelievable. And you're putting in the work, and I applaud you for that, because this isn't easy. This takes discipline. This takes hard work.
I've got a lot of resources, and I've got a lot of support, which is helpful.
And we're going to talk about that too. That's what the medical weight loss and wellness company that you're working with out of Racine
and Oak Creek. Yep. Local
and Chef
business.
Kayla Marie.
Chef Kayla Marie. She makes all my keto food.
And Chef Kayla Marie and one of the nurses with medical weight loss and wellness were on the 50 Shades of K podcast on September 6th.
Oh my
gosh. If you want to go back to the 50 Shades of K podcast and find that, you can get a lot of information from them on that podcast as well.
That was like 100 pounds ago.
Allie, to give you perspective, I weigh 146 pounds.
Oh my gosh. So I've almost lost an Elizabeth.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. That's wild.
You have lost so much weight. Yeah. And we're going to talk about how you did it, how you're maintaining it, what your goal is. And then we're also going to talk a little bit more about how this has really affected and changed your life, in hopes of maybe inspiring someone that's looking for something that will help them.
Yeah, that'd
but
be awesome.
What is a keto diet? Can we talk about that again?
Sure. So obviously I figured it out by now. It took me a while, because it is confusing at first if you've never done keto, but it's essentially high fat, moderate protein, low carb. So I'm getting my carbs from vegetables. I'm getting my protein from chicken, fish, steak, ground beef, all the meats in the world. And then I'm getting my fats from, you know, maybe the meat, maybe the semi-lean meats, like the sausages or the ground beefs, or maybe avocado. You know, you get your fats from a lot of different places.
Well, how do you know how much of all of that you're supposed to have?
Well, that's part of the program I do, because I don't have an actual, like, carb count, because a lot of people will just do low carb now.
Well, look at what J-Lo did. She did no carbs and no sugar for 10 days.
She did?
Yeah, she and A-Rod, and she looked amazing.
Oh, my. Well, she always looks amazing.
I know. She's 50.
Yeah, she's it's unbelievable.
Can we talk about this? She's 50
she's so hot.
Years old.
So hot. I want to look like her when I'm 50.
She looks incredible. But she was doing the no carb for 10 days and no sugar.
And I mean, you still get carbs with the keto diet, but it's just in vegetables and fruit, you know.
What do you do when you go out? Because you and I have been out together.
Yeah.
And we were just at Bistroplex. And I remember last summer, we talked about this on the podcast. We went out to eat in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Deep dish pizza.
Yum. And like, I eat the toppings in a salad,
pizza. But what do you do with, like, alcohol? And
Well, alcohol, I can drink vodka.
Yes.
I can drink tequila.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not a big drinker since I had kids. I used to be a huge drinker.
Allie.
Huge.
Used to be, I feel like there's other words to describe
what. Huge drinker. No, but like I drink a lot less now, but when I do, it's vodka, because wine, you know, can have a lot of sugar, because I know a lot of women like wine, but I just go vodka seltzer, and then I'll put like a squeeze limes in it if I have to. And that's like what I will drink. As far as like my daily, you know, diet, I have a certain amount of leans and semi-leans I can have each day, which I know is confusing. You have to be on the medical weight loss program to really understand it. And that's kind of how Chef Kayla's food is broken down. down. But if you're in ketosis, if you have gotten your body, convinced your body to switch over to burning fat instead of carbs, which is what keto is all about, right? I essentially eat no carbs for a few days. It burns off all the carbs in my body on those days, right? Getting myself into ketosis. Once all those carbs are burnt off of my body switches over to burning fat now. And I'm now in ketosis. So now I can eat all of the keto-approved foods once I'm in ketosis. Once I'm in it.
And when you explain it like that, the science does make sense. Yeah. I do want to mention that I'm not on a keto diet.
What do you do? You just like work out and eat healthy, don't you? Well, which is fine.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I feel like, to each their own. Yeah. But I want to just mention that there wasn't any kind of like advertising. I'm not doing it. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah,
and
you're curious.
For people that are, they have seen a lot of success because the science behind it.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
That when you stop eating the carbs, your body starts burning the fat.
It does
make
sense.
And then you have so much more energy and you're not weighed down by the carbs. And that's why I don't have a lot of cravings, is because I'm not eating all the sugar and the carbs.
But I also, as your friend.
Yeah.
And as someone that worked with you for, 10 years we've worked together now.
Oh, yeah.
My observation of you, besides your weight loss, is your energy.
Yeah.
And I'm serious, Allie. I know it takes a village when you have, especially two kids, you're a single mom.
Yeah.
I can't say I know from personal experience. I just know from talking with you that now that your kids are in daycare, now that you've gotten your health on track, your energy.
Oh my God.
Is not like anything I've ever seen before with you. And I mean it,
Allie. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I mean it. And it you can tell.
Like, did you ever know me when I was like this thin before, when I weighed this much way back in the day for a short period, and then I just started gaining?
I met you on the Edelweiss boat.
Oh my gosh!
With my best friend, Andrea.
Back in the day.
Who won some tickets, and that was the first time we had met. And I feel bad saying like that's when you were skinny, but that's.
Well, no, but I mean, it's been 10 years since I've been this, this weight.
And that
I mean,
was probably...
I've been up and down and I've lost weight here and there, but I have never been back to the weight I should be at in probably 10 years.
Well, so this is my next question now. What is the goal? Because you're losing and losing and losing and losing. Obviously, you can't lose to the point that you're nothing.
God, no.
I'm
almost done. I mean, I'm 6 feet tall, so people are like, well, how much more are you going to lose? And I'm like, I know.
Isn't that funny? When you're big, they comment, and when you're skinny, they comment. Can I just say,
there are
people that get skinny shamed also. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's like, hey, worry about yourself.
Right. Well, that's kind of what we've been starting. So I'm ramping up to the maintenance period right now, which means I'm close to my goal. I'm not sure what my goal is. It's probably in the next, 10 to 20 pounds at the most, which would kind of match with probably the healthiest weights I've ever been at. I feel good now. So if I plateaued right now, I would be fine. But I'm starting to cook more at home. That's one of the things we're working on. Like, these are the things we do at Medical Weight Loss. So they give me a recipe and she's like, you need to start cooking more and fending for yourself, because I'll sit there and eat Chef Kayla Marie's cupcakes all day long if you let me,
which are amazing.
Yeah, and I can do that forever if I want, but at some point I got to get realistic and cook a little here and there. And
that makes
sense. I
would
like a good mixture of the two, because Chef Kayla is honestly one of the things also that keeps me on track, because when you have sweets in front of you, what are you craving? Like, if I have a craving one day for some reason, because my period's on the way, which still happens, I can grab a cupcake out of my fridge. That's what people, I don't think, if you get the keto-friendly food and you have someone that can actually do it, like Chef Kayla Marie, you don't feel deprived, I guess is my point.
Yeah.
So then it's going to make maintenance a little bit easier, because you've got to find these foods that you can, there are tons of ways to make low-carb foods. You know, I'm not deprived, because I'm still eating chicken fried rice. Like, you're going to the restaurant, I'm eating it at home, made differently.
Well, and what a time to be doing something like this with Pinterest, the internet, and social media. If you just look up hashtag keto or hashtag keto diet, there's a ton of recipes and ways
everywhere
to still... Mm-hmm. Keep on the diet.
Yeah.
And I've noticed too, a lot of companies are making variations to things and offering keto options. Just like when
it's so hot.
Just like when gluten became a thing, where it's like, this is gluten-free bread and this is a gluten-free cookie.
Have you seen the South Beach diet commercials now go, and keto friendly?
Like,
they added that into their commercials, which I thought was really telling.
So the medical weight loss and wellness company that you're working with,
yeah,
they offer like vitamin injections and all kinds of things.
So I go
everything's there, personalized, I would take
everything,
it,
everything,
right?
Including your diet. So like I go in, a lot of people that do keto eat nuts. I don't mess with nuts. I don't really mess with a lot of fruit because it's got, you know, it's the higher sugar. I'll eat a little bit here and there on desserts and stuff, but I would just do meats and vegetables. You know, but again, it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like when you're eating a full meal that's been prepared by a chef, it doesn't feel, you're not just eating like a steak and a vegetable every day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm eating like these, you know, I'm eating Indian butter chicken and I'm eating shrimp scampi with spaghetti squash.
And
you
Chef
know?
Kayla Marie, she mixes it up too.
Oh, I mean, yeah. She has changed her menu again and I was so happy. She put new muffins on there and I was like, hey-o. So I'm eating muffins every day.
Well,
you know what I mean?
For people that are thinking, oh, should I do this? Should I do this? What does it cost? Can you really put a price on feeling good, being healthy, looking good?
No.
And that's what I say to some people that make excuses about, well, a gym membership and eating healthy costs too much. Not true, but you have one body, one life. I sound like an Eminem song.
Oh
one
my God,
opportunity.
You're so funny.
You got,
yeah,
but it's really true. This is your one house that you are put in, your body. You might as well do whatever you can to take care of it. How have you felt different? How has this changed for you? I mean, I talked about your energy just as an observer.
I mean, energy for sure. Like,
I mean, you would come in strung out some mornings.
Oh my gosh.
But again, you're a single mom with two kids.
So strung out. That sounds so funny.
But I mean, really though, I can see such a difference
That's
in
wild,
you. Your color on your face is better.
Oh
even.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because, you know, just think about when you're eating healthier and you lose weight, your skin even is better. I mean, all of that goes into your health. I mean, that's the thing. Everything you do affects your skin health wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The food we put in our body, it does affect our skin and things like that. And that's obvious. So, you know, I barely eat processed food now. So that's got to affect my skin and things like that.
Yeah.
It's got to affect the way I feel.
Has this changed for your kids? Like what you mentioned, you know, processed food.
Yeah.
And I know kids love mac and cheese and SpaghettiOs. And
well, you know, I've kind of thought about it because as I'm starting to cook more, I'm like, okay, they're going to start. I'm not going to like put them on keto, obviously. They're 5 and 7. But I need to have them eating healthier like me. Like they need less chicken nuggets and more chicken out of the crock pot, you know, like I eat essentially. And we'll get there, you know, but that's probably one of the things I think about a lot that I need to change.
But what you did is you put your oxygen mask on first. You got,
well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
But you did, though, Allie. You got yourself figured out, learned what the tools are to eat healthy and be healthy.
Yeah.
You couldn't just implement that with your kids. You had to go through this yourself and then gradually introduce them.
And do it for myself and my kids.
Do your kids notice a difference in you?
No, it's so weird. Like, I'll ask, does mommy look any different? No. They're just too young to notice yet. And it's funny because
that's actually kind of cute because they just see you as mom.
Yeah. And I was at Owen's school one day and, you know, his teacher from last year came up and said, you look amazing right in front of him. You know, you look so good. And I kind of looked because I don't know if he really understands what they're talking about.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because you really realize I'm just their mom. They just see me. They don't see my weight, you know, which is weird.
And their priorities are very different.
Yeah.
You know, like you're the one to care for them and love them and take them places and feed them. So they're like, okay, where's my next meal?
Well, yeah. And you didn't care when you were a kid. You know, it was just when you were 5, you didn't care what your mom looked like. You just wanted your mom, right?
And honestly, when my mom went through a life change where she started doing Pilates and working out and losing weight because she had 4 kids and put us first, us before herself.
Yeah.
It wasn't until many years later when pictures would come up where I would sit there and say, oh my gosh, mom.
Yeah.
Like, look at where you are now and look where you were then.
Right.
Well, when you're in
I think my kids will be shocked if they see, if I can maintain this, you know, knock on wood, which is the goal, the hardest part, which I will work with, you know, medical weight loss and wellness to do that. If they can look back one day and I can maintain my weight, you know, in a healthy weight, imagine what they'll think when they see those pictures like you're talking about, you know. They'll be like, mom, you looked like that?
I was scrolling through old pictures. I was trying to find some old picture to put on Facebook, and I came across photos of you and I from Chicago at
Last Morning Show
boot camp. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was the start of August.
Yeah, I just started.
You are a different person now.
Like, I know.
I'm I wanted to send it to you, but I don't know if it was like good or bad.
Oh,
be like,
my gosh.
Allie, look at how you used to look.
It's funny because, like, I don't always see it. Like, I know how much weight I've lost. I can see in pictures. I can see in the mirror. But
well, you could see on the scale, too.
And I can see on the scale, but I forget. Like, I'll walk into a room and somebody will be like, you look so good. And I'll be like, I keep forgetting. Because that's been another thing. It's I'm not obsessing over it as much as I would have in the past. My weight. I'm just kind of changing my lifestyle, doing it and going. Whereas last time I would have talked about it nonstop. I would have posted about it nonstop. You know what I mean? Like I'm just living my life while trying to do it, you know?
And it's going to be interesting over the next year, 2 years, yeah. 5 years.
See what happens.
This is going to be your norm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There was a guy we used to work with named Tony.
Yeah.
One of our radio friends. And he used to joke around about when he was like bigger back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew him then.
Yeah.
I only knew him as fit and going to the gym and eating well. And he was talking one day about it. And I said, that person doesn't even exist to me. And he's like, I like hearing that. It's like, I like hearing that. Like,
you don't remember that person.
I don't know. I didn't know that person.
That's
so
cool.
Like you are starting a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
And you know, an identity where weight won't be the thing people want to talk to you about.
Yeah, exactly. Which will be, that's true. Yeah. That's an interesting point of view.
For people that are listening to this that are debating, should I or shouldn't I, when they go to medical weight loss and wellness, is it scary and intimidating at first?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because you'll go in. So let's say you decide you want to go, okay? And so you go in, you make an appointment, you go in for your consultation. They'll sit down, they'll answer your questions. You can ask them, they'll explain the program to you. The first, and you know, I had already agreed I wanted to start doing it. So when I went in, you know, I had my blood work. They're all nurses. You know, the owner's a nurse practitioner. They're under HIPAA. They can't share your information. So I had all my blood work done on my first visit. And their scales are pretty awesome because they show you literally a breakdown of everything. You know, the water, they're one of those cool scales where you step on it with your bare feet and you can see how much fat you've lost and how much water you're up or down. You know, it really breaks it down. So you kind of have your consultation. They look at your health issues and then they focus on a lot of that and fix your diet, you know, and that's kind of where it is. So it's about food changes and overall health, essentially.
Was there a moment that something happened to you that you said, yep, now is the time?
Because you
talk about how you weren't ready before.
Everybody, that's another question because I got asked like four different times if I wanted to do weight loss things, you know, because at the radio station, they'll be like, hey, do you want to work with this business or this? And, you know, and I would get offered things and say no, or doesn't interest me, or don't feel comfortable working with that place or whatever, you know, whatever it was personally. And so when they came to me and said, how do you feel about keto? I was like, ooh, I'm intrigued because one, it's really a pop culture hot diet right now. I've seen a lot about it and I've had success with low carb stuff in the past where I've not had as much anxiety with the low carb diets, you know, which when you have issues with food, anxiety is a big part of it. I know, Elizabeth, you probably haven't had the issues that I've had, but like there's some deep crap in those issues. You know what I mean?
Does medical weight loss and wellness talk about these things?
Yes. And that's some of the other things I've worked on. Like, when I get hungry, am I truly hungry or am I having an emotional craving right now? Why am I craving a cupcake?
Or am I bored?
Or do I have nothing? Or am I stressed about something, you know, and I'm using it as a coping skill? Like, I think about all these things every time I feel hungry. I go, is this a hunger pain or is this an emotional? Like, and sometimes you can't tell. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you touched on that, though,
you can't fix the problem if you don't deal with the like emotional stuff, because essentially you're like, eating to cope and you haven't learned to deal with it.
And it's almost like an addict in a way.
It is an addiction, 100%.
If you have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, well, why is that?
Same reason people go home and have a drink at night. It's the same reason you go home and have a bag of chips at night. You know what I mean? Like, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Like, we all have our own coping stuff, you know? And everybody has to take the edge off. Don't get me wrong. I get like having a glass of wine. Like, I don't think that's unhealthy. You know, or having a cupcake.
To do something to chill out.
I don't give a damn about that. But you know what I mean? But when it becomes an issue, like for me, where it is an issue in my life, you know, then you got to figure it out. So now, like, I'll get to my goal weight hopefully soon, and then we'll slowly start adding a little bit more back in my diet until we kind of figure out what I can and can't eat, you know, to maintain.
Yeah, to maintain.
You know, it's just going to be almost like a game.
What was the hardest part?
Ooh, the hardest part. Gosh, that's a really good question.
And this is unique to you, again, if someone's listening to this.
The hardest part, like I said, I've been so lucky because I've had so much support. I've been so lucky. The hardest part is probably this may sound corny, but looking at actually seeing yourself for who you are. Like looking in the mirror and actually seeing myself. Like I don't see what everybody else sees. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm still catching up with that. It's weird.
So
it's
like really you're seeing like body image
kind
matching
of.
What like
kind
what,
of what you see and body dysmorphia and all these things. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
No, it does make sense. And yeah. I give you a lot of credit for being that honest about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't, that's a great question, but so far the struggle has not been the food because I've had sweets and I've had meals and from Chef Kayla.
Again, we love Chef Kayla Marie.
Oh my God. Having cupcake, I'm telling you, when they have a cupcake or a brownie every day. That's no joke.
When they were on the podcast, they brought in food. That's why I was eating the food. And I texted Allie and I'm like, this is amazing. It is amazing.
And you know what I tell people, Elizabeth, too, is like, if you're worried, well, I don't know if I can afford to go to medical weight loss and Chef Kayla or both or whatever. I always tell people it's fine. Like, get sweets from Chef Kayla and make your own other food at home. And then when you have crazy cravings, you're going to have cupcakes in the fridge.
And they're guilt-free.
You're going to be okay, you know? And you're not going to have that anxiety about what am I eating? Because there's always going to be something that you can eat in the fridge that's sweet.
Good call. Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us a follow-up. So that way, people ask me about you, I'll say, hey, listen to the podcast that I did, the follow-up with Allie.
And you know what? I'll say the same.
And how she lost 123 pounds. You're all over on social media. Quickly mention all of your social media names.
Well, I'm Allie Faith on Facebook, A-L-L-E-Y. I don't know why it's spelled that way, but whatever. Allie Faith 1 on Instagram and Allie Faith Mofo on Snapchat, which I have not been very active on lately, I'll be honest.
Can I be honest? I haven't been very active on social media because right now my life isn't very exciting because the weather's garbage.
I know.
I can only post that I'm skiing so many times before people want to punch me in the face because saying you like snow is the unpopular thing to say
in Wisconsin.
I like your
stories. I see you out skiing with Brace, and I like that.
But what's funny is I really do sit there and go, God, there's just not a whole lot going on right now. It's February in Wisconsin, and I'm just binging on Netflix.
Yes.
Abducted in Plain Sight. Can we talk about that?
Oh my God, no, but we can talk about The Handmaid's Tale if you want.
Not yet.
That's what I'm on.
Not yet. All right, so okay. Allie Faith, I am so proud of you. That is not bullshit. I really am, because you're not only talking the talk, you're walking the walk.
Thank you.
And to see you on this journey has been inspiring. I mean, there's all these whispers like, Allie's doing this. She's really doing it. So
yeah,
I'm really proud of you.
I'm determined, that's for sure. I definitely have dug deep for the self-discipline. But you got to be ready. That's what I tell everyone.
That's what you said.
Because you asked what made me do it. And I said, I don't know. It was the time, I guess. They said, do you want to do keto? I said, okay, after I turned down how many, you know? So
you were finally ready.
You got to be in the right place. You got to be ready.
And we're going to link up the website, Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, on this page at 991themix.com. Or if you're able to write this down right now, it's MWLW-INC.com. Mm-hmm. Your face should be right up there on the top of the website. I'm Allie Faith. I lost 123 pounds in 8 months. You can too.
It's so cute. And I hear so many, I mean, now that I've been doing it this long, I've had a lot of success stories from other people.
Because people are sitting back. I told you this. Because of who you are, you're an influencer, you're a public figure in Milwaukee. People were watching you from afar that now are feeling like, all right, she actually did it. So now I want to know how.
Right. And I think a lot of women, you know, it's interesting how overweight we are now. Like I was, you know, I've never been that overweight in my life, 130 pounds overweight. I've never been that heavy. But I think, and I realize that at times, sometimes you have to see, well, if she can, I have so much weight to lose. Well, she lost 10 pounds. What do you do? Well, she lost 100. Oh, okay. Well, I can do that too.
Yeah.
Cause there are women that feel like they need to lose that. A lot of women, you know, and that's okay. Whether it's 10 or 100, I don't care. I have a friend who just hit her goal. She lost 50 pounds going there. And she's been going since August, and she just hit it, so.
Yeah, don't give up. Everyone goes at their own pace.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone.
Well, she's in a size 6 now, this girl.
Well, she made her goal.
Yeah,
that's
she's like, I
thing.
Went from a 14 to a 6. She's like, I'm at my high school weight now. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
That is.
And she's 40. So, hey, to each their own, right?
Yeah, all right, thank you, Allie.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.